My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
From 19 News, ladies and gentlemen, the great Dan DeRose joins us on the show. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Dan, imagine a dome where Caitlin Clark could come in and sell out the whole place. I mean, it would be amazing. Yeah. Then, you know, Taylor Swift could open for her, but it would be amazing.
It definitely seems like the writing is on the wall that when Mayor Bibb put out his proposal last week, that I think you could see that, first of all, it was a one-page offer. And when that came out and I looked at that, I said, you got to be kidding me. You're trying to keep an NFL franchise in your downtown, and you come out with a one-page, I think there were 12 items in the offer. You're going to give them some parking spots. And I think it was item number 5 that was very interesting to me. It was the first time that Bibb has said, let's be honest, I had Mayor Bibb in an interview 3 weeks ago when the city got the money for the land bridge that's going to be built, regardless of if there's a stadium. And I asked him, and I said, point blank, you said when you were running, you said in the beginning of your term as mayor, that that lakefront, the development of the lakefront, was going to be your baby, your legacy. And he said, absolutely. He said, for 100 years, they have tried to develop the lakefront and nobody has gotten it done. I am going to get it done. And that is 100% going to be his legacy. So when he put out his city's pitch a week ago, I think the writing was on the wall. He knows it's a done deal. He knows he's going to be the second mayor in Cleveland to lose the Browns, so to speak. And that's why when he put out that offer, he did not get in front of the camera. He sent out his chief of staff, which, hey, I understand. You don't want to be on camera saying, this is a great deal. And then 2 weeks later, the Haslams come out and say, well, here's what we're going to do. So there's, as much as you say that he doesn't want anything to do with or isn't listening to the Haslams, we know they had biweekly meetings. And when it comes to meetings, You have to remember, us as average people, we have no idea how many meetings are going on behind closed doors down in Columbus, here in the county. Chris Ronayne is the county executive. He is in a very interesting position here. Does he play ball with downtown and give up a bunch of county money for downtown? Or does he work out like an 8-county consortium because everybody is going to come to this facility? And does he pull in money from 8 different counties saying, hey, your residents are going to be coming to this dome as well, so let's all chip in?
Dan DeRose, 19 News, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. See, I totally see that. And Dan, I know that you follow this very, very closely. It's just been my contention here that the lakefront development stuff that Mayor Bibb has talked about, I'm thinking, yeah, I don't think they're very serious. I think about keeping the Browns here. I think that they'd rather develop that land for something else. Is that kind of what you're picking up? I don't know if they ever really wanted the Browns to stay downtown.
I mean, the first plan that they have paid a lot of money for, and they've done multiple studies and feasibility on if you can develop around that stadium, you take the 20 acres north, that's how much is there, those two just desolate parking lots that sit there except for the 8 days a year. That is 20 acres. That is enough to develop. But in item five, it was the first time that he said they would negotiate with the Haslams on the development of that 20 acres. And I think that has been the holdup point for the Haslams the whole time. Haslams are extremely smart business people. They know that the money they're going to make is not so much in the downtown stadium. The money they could make is in the office space, the residential space, the bars, the restaurants that you could build around the stadium. And so for the first time in item five, Bibb says, oh, we're willing to negotiate now with the Haslams on the development, where before he said, no, the city is going to develop that piece of property. And so that was a huge change. And so in that shiny new rendering video that we get, you notice the stadium, but notice everything else. Notice all of the buildings. What, there's five, six, seven other buildings
at
surrounding
least.
That stadium?
At least.
That's where the money is. If the Haslams develop that, that is leases, that is rent, that is, dozens and dozens of years of income besides that beautiful, shiny new stadium.
Dan DeRose, just another question, because I did notice yesterday it was an amazing presentation. It was a very thorough breakdown from the Browns in terms of a impassioned plea to the fans of Northeast Ohio. With that said, little lean on specifics, and I don't know, did that surprise you at all? It was a weird day, so many people without power, so many people probably didn't even get a chance to look at it or try to even seek out some of those specifics. So what did you think in terms of that? How are they going to make this work math-wise?
So I was a little confused as to why they released it yesterday after all the storms. You could have waited a day, but you have to keep in mind, this has been a chess match from the very beginning. And every move they make is carefully thought out. They have strategists working this. They have lobbyists that are helping them. So it had to have gotten released yesterday for a reason. Is there a big meeting coming up that we don't know about in Columbus saying, hey, look at this, and look at the reaction that we got from Northeast Ohio. Everybody loves this idea, so state, you better get on board. Now, when it comes to money, I know personally I've had contact with the mayor's office or the governor's office. We have heard the governor say time and again he knows that, and the governor loves having businesses come into Ohio, relocate to Ohio, and he says we know for a fact that if we are going to attract more and more to Ohio, which is happening, we need professional sports. We need these shiny new stadiums that everybody else is getting. There is a fund that has already been created. It was created as they built the Columbus Crew Stadium. Is that the soccer team down in Columbus? Mm-hmm. And they said, look, if the state puts in money, and this was kind of funny, if the state really helps out with this Columbus Crew project, because it is in Columbus, you know, we're going to look pretty bad to the rest of the state when they want new stadiums. So when they built that, there was a fund that was set up because they knew that Cincinnati is going to need a new stadium right after Cleveland does. And so there is money there. Now, the dollars and cents and who's going to come forward, clearly the Haslams are saying they're going to put up half. They were going to put up half if it was downtown. They're going to put up half if it's the Dome. But that is a lot of, you know, so now you're talking $1.2 billion that you've got to get from the state, the county. Does the city pitch in at this point? You're going to look kind of bad if you don't. But it won't be the $490 million that they were
going to pitch in after losing the stadium?
You're going to look pretty bad if you don't. They are still the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't think they are. There's no way you're going to put in $460 million like you were downtown. But they've got some Syntax money that, that $4 million in Syntax money that they were going to give to that project. You've got to give something. They are still the Cleveland Browns. You will look pretty shady if you don't.
Wasn't it Ed Koch in New York who wouldn't have a Super Bowl parade for the Giants? Because he goes, they play in Jersey. Let Jersey pay for it. That's some good stuff. Dan, can't thank you enough for the time, man. Thanks for checking in with us. Again, we hope you're well, and thank you very much for the perspective, buddy.
Go Browns.
Dan DeRose, 19 News, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.